Bring in the prisoner, sisters. Don't be frightened, girl. Do you know who I am? Yes, the Inquisitor's daughter. But you have no reason to fear me. I won't hurt you. These others, they are the sisters, members of the Holy Order tasked with my protection. They'll not harm you either, I promise. I understand your skepticism. Do you know what that word means? To be skeptical means to doubt, to distrust. No, no. Be calm, be calm. I know that to doubt the Inquisitor is blasphemy, a death sentence. But you may speak freely here inside my tent. My tent is a sanctuary. Let me prove it. I despise my father's brutal ways. I abhor how he converts unbelievers through intimidation and torture. His mission to bring his religion to the outer territories is simply an excuse to inflict pain on helpless souls. You see? I have decried the Holy Order. I have blasphemed here in the presence of the sisters. And yet, no harm befalls me, lest you count their stern looks and pinched lips. Oh, you think me safe? Why? Because I am the Inquisitor's child. My father's first instinct upon discovering he'd been saddled with a daughter was to draw his dagger to sacrifice me. Ah, I see. You believe I'm protected by the curse. You've heard of it then, even out here in the territories. How my mother, the birthing bed awash with her blood, kept my father from killing me by forever binding us together with her dying curse. She will be the light to your shadow. If she is killed, eternal darkness will obliterate you. She will be comfort to your cruelty. If she is harmed, endless cold will consume you. Her purity will be the balance to your lust. If she is defiled, you shall forever fall through the void. My mother loved me. With her last breath, she sought to protect me. But all curses come at a price, and her love for me has doomed the world to my father's evil. For the curse that protects me shields him in reverse. As long as I live and stay pure, my father remains safe. As long as no injury befalls me, no harm can come to him. My safety has allowed him to conquer and convert half the world. Each new province that falls to his order only serves to fuel his lust to dominate all that remain. Your small village is little more than a heartbeat in his orgy of terror. And so, he keeps me close, dragging me from battle to battle, close and eternally watched. A full company of his most ruthless warrior priests surround this tent, and the sisters spy on me even as they minister to my needs. I remain a prisoner so he can be free. Free to wage, to rage his endless war. But The curse affords me some leeway in striking a balance. Even the tiniest act of kindness may balance the atrocities if the arm of the scale, the distance between a true heart and a true believer, be long enough. And so, from each new territory my father enslaves, I choose a woman to be my surrogate, to walk her land in my name, spreading my gospel of kindness, charity, and chastity. She wears my seal, assuring that she will be unmolested, though she might enter the darkest lairs. I have chosen you. Ah, still skeptical. I suppose a persecuted person will always find it simpler to believe in evil. And what I ask is not simple, girl. What I ask is much harder than fear and hate. I ask for trust. I ask for true faith. Will you agree to learn my ways? Will you be a source of light and warmth and comfort in these terrible times? A single woman against my father's army of priests? I'd say the balance was almost right. Yes? Yes. Wonderful. Sisters, please make her ready. No, don't be alarmed, girl. It's just a formality. A necessity. You must be stripped and searched for weapons. There are assassins everywhere. The sisters will make sure you have no choke wire in your hair, no poisoned needles in your mouth or in, well, in your down below. Gently, sisters. Is she safe? Excellent. You may leave us then. We need no dour faces to sour our time together. I teach of light and love, concepts your order shuns. So be gone. If I catch any of you listening at the walls of my tent, I'll tell Father you struck me. He's a lewd, dull-witted mercenary of God, but when it comes to punishing the disloyal, even he has moments of imagination. So go. Go! We're alone. Thank the fucking goddess. Now, let me get a closer look at you. You're very pretty. Perhaps this mucky little province of yours has more to offer than some of the other territories my father has converted. Yes, lush and ripe and pale. Is that still fear? Or does this rain-soaked country of yours breed women without color? You look like one of those flowers that grow atop your mud-moss bogs, pale and beautiful, concealing dangerous depths. When we first encamped here, I sent one of the sisters to pick a flower for me. No one had told me about the mud moss. It took her ever so long to sink. She was a favorite of mine, a terrible inconvenience. Though, seeing her struggle and squirm so prettily, hearing her beg so breathlessly, that did make up somewhat for my loss. Would you beg as sweetly? Would you squirm? You've a body made for it. Oh, don't look. look so shocked, girl. Are you that naive? Do you even know what that word means? Naive. Did you really believe all those lies about virtue and faith and balance? You're as stupid as the sisters. They believe in what I say because they despise it. Virtue requires personal responsibility. They prefer obedience. It's so much easier. My father believes my words too. The superstitious fool. He believes his daughter is pure and untouched. Unsullied by even the thought of sex or sweat or slick, wet holes. That was the brilliance of my mother's curse. Not that it was real, but that she knew he'd believe it. If only he knew how I fucked and sucked my way through half his converts. And my offer is genuine. Learn what pleasures me. Be a source of delight and heat and hunger. And you can have that seal over there. Wear it and wander where you will. Do good. Be evil. I care not. Or refuse me and, well, my father's priests do get bored with their duties around here. A ripe young sinner in need of correction would be a welcome distraction. I agree it's not much of a choice, but it is a choice nonetheless. And that's what makes me different from my father. So what say you, girl? So eager now. I like the taste of you. There's a spice to your lips and tongue. That's one benefit of my father's conquests. There's always something new to experience. Skin inks or scars, musks and perfumes. One of my chosen painted her cunt with an oil that warmed as she got wetter. But I like this better. What is it I taste? Pepper berries. I'll have my father's choir boys pick them up by the bushel. Here, here. Come behind the curtain to my bed. Take this robe off me. Just toss it there on the floor. I don't care that it's silk. I have hundreds. Get on top of me. Yes. Yes. Kiss my throat. My throat. Down. 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 Oh. Your lips on my... on my breasts. Suck my, yes, yes, my nipples. Oh, goddess, there is witchcraft in your tongue. And those berries, I can feel the heat of their spice. My nipples have never been so fucking hard. Bite them. Nip at them. Do it. amazing. Lick my tits. Lick them. Anoint them. Wait. Why are you stopping? Don't stop. I didn't give you permission to stop. My hands? What? Oh, clever girl. Yes. Take my fingers in your mouth. Oh, yes. Make them wet. The pepper berries make them tingle and sting. Oh, yes. Lick my palms. I may have you do this before my father's every sermon. I can sit there looking pure and penitent, with my hands clasped together, burning with your wetness. Do you want me to put my hands on you, girl? Do you want me to grind your own dampness into your tits? Yes? Do you? Well, fuck that. Maybe later. Maybe. But for now, my hands belong on my tits. Like this. Squeezing, caressing. What are you smiling about? Do you like seeing me like this? The Inquisitor's daughter, wreathing like a common slut in a 2-copper-ale house. Don't waste that goddess-fucked mouth of yours with smiles. I want it on my cunt. Put your mouth on my cunt. Oh. Oh, that's it. Yes. Kiss me. Devour me. Grind your lips against mine. And your tongue. No, your tongue. Your tongue inside. Setting me ablaze. Fuck. Fuck. Deeper, deeper, please. Goddess, deeper, faster. Find my clit. My holy spot. There. Yes, there. Make it burn. Burn in hell. Burn in hell. Oh, everywhere. Your lips have kissed, everywhere your tongue has tasted, I burn. I'm going to come by the goddess, I'm going to come. Build a shrine to you, to that mouth, those lips. Peasants from across the land will bring offerings of pepper berries, and you'll spend your nights worshipping me with your tongue. There's that smile again. Does what I say please you? I think I will keep you. Forget the seal. I'll dress you in robes of silk and silver and make you my handmaiden. My lip maiden. My promise. Fuck my promise. My pleasure is more important than my promise. Haven't you realized it yet, girl? My lusts are not that different than my father's. He burns with zealotry. I burn with desire. Both of us need our converts. So, we'll begin again soon. I just need to catch my breath. I can barely move after what you did to me. And my skin, my cunt still burns from the touch of you. I could almost come again. No, don't touch my nipple. It's still sensitive. Don't touch. I said don't. Fuck. Goddess. Goddess. That was more powerful than the first. And still, I burn. Wherever you've put your mouth upon me, my lips, my tits, my hands and cunt, No. Don't kiss me there. Please. My whole body screams with arousal. What have you done to me? An aphrodisiac. The pepper berries mixed with succubus tears. Each orgasm more powerful than the last. Why isn't it working on you? You took an antidote. Give it to me. Give it to me, or I will claw out your eyes. No, don't kiss me again. Please, I can't move, can't think. Please don't make me come again up, please. But I will. What do you mean? You're putting one of my hands on my breast. One on my cunt. No. That feels so good. I can't stop touching myself. How long will this last? Days. No. The sisters will find me. My father will find me. When he sees me like this, he'll know I violated the curse. Do you know what he'll do to me? And once he does... Oh, clever girl. Without the protection of the curse, he'll think himself vulnerable, mortal. He'll second guess every action, become cautious, and make mistakes. There are so many inside the Order who hate him. His arrogance. He won't last the turning of the year. You are an assassin. Wicked girl. I could have given you everything. Why would you do this? For your people. For their what? What do you mean? Do I understand what the word means? What word? Salvation. Seal. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. I can't stop my hands. I can't stop. Please don't